I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Today's guest, Tara Stiles, is reinventing what it means to practice yoga. This is yoga like you've never seen before. Shot in famous locales around New York City where Tara's Strala Yoga Studio is based, Tara has flawlessly carved out an intense calorie-burning workout that penetrates deep to elongate and streamline your entire body to its tiniest point, building muscles that you never even knew existed. Practice daily to receive all of yoga's health-improving benefits, including weight loss, stress relief, detoxification, and an increase in muscle tone for a slimmer, more defined yoga physique. Tara Stiles, author of Slim Calm Sexy, personal yoga instructor to Deepak Chopra, and resident expert on Women's Health Yoga Channel, promotes the ideology of yoga for everyone. Tara has inspired a wide audience around the world with her healthy and relatable approaches to exercise, awareness, nutrition, and everyday well-being. Her intention is to spread the benefits of yoga into preventative health care and normalize the practice by translating ancient yoga traditions and ideas into something more people can get involved with, regardless of lifestyle and body type. Tara, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I love your video. It is so cool. It's just, it's fun to watch. The music is cool. I love the lighting and the way your outfits change colors. I mean, it really keeps you engaged. And I really like what I had just read about, that you want people to get involved regardless of lifestyle and body type. Tara, how did you first get involved with yoga?
Well, I grew up in a small town in the country in Illinois. And, you know, I had a lot of time as a kid kind of running around. And I did things that I found out later were meditation. And, you know, just being in nature, you feel kind of good and healthy, and we've had, you know, organic foods and things like that. I was in a professional ballet program from a teenager on, and we had more formal practices of yoga introduced to us there, so it really resonated with me. I kind of felt like I was doing similar things, but putting practices to what I felt as a kid, so I kind of kept going from there. So I was
really happy to
be introduced to it, yeah.
And when did you start teaching?
It was kind of different, I guess, then. Not even that was that long ago, but, you know, it was before kind of certifications and things like that came into play, so you were practicing, and it was the kind of the time and the people I were involved with where they said, okay, your turn to lead a class, or, you know, it was more of a you share what you know kind of thing. So I started informally. Yeah, I started, you know, make friends and teach friends in their apartments. So, you know, I'd go home to visit my family and say, okay, we're all going to do yoga outside and by the cornfield now. <You know? laughs> So, yeah, definitely things like that because, you know, it was kind of before even I knew about yoga studios and yoga and gyms and things like that. I was, you know, just so excited to find the practices myself and be enjoying the practice. It's one of those things you just want to share with everybody in your life.
Yeah, well, yoga anywhere, New York sessions are so cool. I mean, you're in the park, you're on the rocks, you're in Central Park. And it's funny, I actually did the flat iron yoga.
Those are
the moves that I was more familiar with. And what I like is that you have a different range. There's stuff for beginners. There's stuff for the more advanced. And what's nice is you can work up to getting more advanced. Why is that called flat iron yoga?
The flat iron building was in the background.
Okay. You know, I figured that. I thought, I need to learn more about New York. You can tell us a little bit about each one with the yoga in the park. Who would that be aimed for?
Well, the yoga in the park, that was kind of fun, actually. We went around. We said, let's kind of shoot wherever, you know, we can, because, you know, the whole idea of, you know, this is something, you know, theme-wise you can do anywhere, anytime, and, you know, here I am doing something as literal as doing yoga in a public place in front of everybody in Central Park with no yoga mat on the rock. So that was kind of, you know, we called it that day the Wonder Woman theme, so I didn't have a yoga mat on the rocks, and it's, you know, challenging to stay balanced, so, you know, and it's not aimed to be, you know, perfect or you have to do all the poses perfectly, but just more kind of inspirational and fun to keep yourself challenged. So I think that was more of a strength-building routine for sure.
Yeah. Now, what are people's reactions?
New York City, you know, it's so saturated with filmmakers and, you know, there's something being shot all the time. So nobody looks. They're just, they're doing something. I mean, half of people, you know, you're just so used to it in New York. There's, you know, movies being shot, a lot of student films and all kinds of levels of production happening on, you know, a lot of the street corners, especially a lot of the, you know, the prettier backgrounds and things like that. So it's definitely, you know, there's, and I think we wanted a lot of that, people kind of walking into the shots and to show it that it's, you know, it's not something that you have to do in a, you know, in a controlled, you know, your house or your studio, and, you know, kind of just inspire the be healthy anywhere approach.
Yeah, I love doing yoga outside.
Yeah.
I have a deck, and I just, in the summertime, it's the best.
That's nice.
And I think it'd be really fun to do it in New York City. Did anyone get down and start doing it with you?
Some in the park, actually, there are some little kids. You know, they're more uninhibited, I think, than adults. Some adults are kind of like, oh, that's cool, whatever, you know, keep walking by or, you know, things like that. But there's a couple little kids in the park that they were doing that on the side and showing their moves off. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah. But, now, you mentioned in the beginning of the DVD, say the more you breathe and the more you focus on your breath, the more things open up.
One of the great things about yoga is it's so simple, and, you know, that's why it's so exciting for me to kind of spread the message that anybody can do it. So, you know, it starts with your basic breath. So it's, you know, focusing on your breath, putting your attention on your breathing, and, you know, this is the foundation of meditation. So when you're notice yourself thinking about something, that's fine. That happens to everybody. It never goes away, but you can sort of guide your attention back to your breath. And when you do that, you know, sitting in meditation, or when you do that, you can do that when you're, you know, having a fight with your boss or with your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. And that also, you practice that when you're doing yoga. So when you're doing yoga, you know, it's just your breathing. And the more deeper you breathe, the more you kind of have room in your body to have things strengthen and lengthen in all the right places. So it's kind of like giving yourself more space inside of your body. And that's how things kind of open up from the inside out. And it just leaves you with this kind of really great feeling, kind of like a buzzing feeling from the inside out. So that's why it's a little bit different than, you know, the regular endorphin rush that people get from traditional exercises like running and biking and things like that. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. I think in this fast-paced society, anything with the calming, you know, influence is so important. And that's why I like to do yoga, because I tend to be a little high strung. So I'll confess. Yeah, I know, something to calm me down. And also for weight loss, too. I used to live in Santa Cruz, and there was this guy who taught yoga, Yoga Tom, we called him. And he had the most amazing physique, and everyone assumed he was a weightlifter. And he wasn't. He just did yoga, and his muscles were long. I mean, they were longer and leaner than a weightlifter, but they were so beautiful and so defined.
It carves out very efficiently what you need, you know, to do things naturally. So, you know, as opposed to weightlifting, which you're, you know, you're building one particular group of muscle in a certain way, but yoga, you're holding yourself in a position, and, you know, your body ends up carving out what you need to be there. So it's kind of neat because you feel really kind of effective, you know, like a race horse in that way. So that's why I think these athletes that are now doing yoga, they feel so charged up and so, you know, just chiseled in that effective way. They don't have any extra bulky mass that kind of gets in the way of the performance.
Yeah, and it helps, again, with balance. And I think if you add that to your, you know, whatever exercise you're doing, I always think it's good to incorporate some yoga. Definitely.
Right.
And I love Pilates, too. Do you do Pilates as well?
I grew up with the dance program we had. There were some Pilates aspects of that. Interestingly enough, it's very similar. I researched, you know, Joseph Pilates, you know, and how he came up with Pilates, and he had done a lot of yoga, and the principles are, as far as I understand them, a lot similar, focusing on the breath, simple movements, controlled movements, and being present. So it's very, very similar to yoga in that way.
Now, how did you go about picking your music?
At my studio, Strahl in New York, we love music, and I think music is such a great mood setter, and, you know, especially for yoga, if somebody's coming in and maybe they're a little, you know, trepidatious or intimidated, if you play a, you know, a fun song that everybody knows, or, you know, we play a lot of rock and roll music, so it's like a fun downtown studio, it definitely starts to get that vibe into your system right away, so it takes off any edge. So I think music is, you know, very important for setting a mood, and that's why I think it's kind of, you know, fun to get away from the traditional, you know, kind of Enya-esque sounding. That's fine too, but I just love classic rock and rock and roll, and, you know, kind of upbeat fun music, and I think it gets people energized and out of their heads, I think is a really useful aspect of it, because, you know, yoga can be, people kind of get stuck in their heads about it, and the music gets people more into their bodies where they can experience it for themselves. So
that's really important. And speaking of non-traditional, some of the yoga moves are non-traditional. Are those that you came up with on your own? Did you just incorporate some traditional moves and sort of, you know, do a twist on that? No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I think, you know, interesting thing about yoga is that, you know, somebody came up with it originally. So,
of course.
You know, didn't drop from the sky. So, you know, it was all these things are, you know, have been experienced, and yoga is a very experiential thing. So that's, you know, kind of my path of it, and everybody I've learned from, and things like that along the way. But yeah, keeping it modern and keeping, as far as the moves go, like they're targeted for, you know, very practical things like, you know, strengthening your body and lengthening your muscles and calming your mind, but keeping yourself challenged at mm-hmm. the same time. And I like to, you know, throw in some different things that, you know, people that have maybe been doing yoga for a long time say, oh, I haven't seen that one before, just to keep people, again, out of their heads, you know, mm-hmm. saying, oh, I know exactly what a warrior one is, and they just go into whatever they think that is instead of kind of feeling it fresh for a new time.
Okay. Now, there's different types of yoga. There's Ashtanga, there's Iyengar, there's the Bikram, I don't know. Is that the heat?
Yeah, Bikram yoga. Yeah.
What is yours primarily based on?
I talk about this with Deepak too, you know, because he's been doing all this stuff for a very long time, and you know, he said his followers and his friends ask, you know, what does Tara teach? And I just say I teach yoga, and he said, well, that's what we say in India. There is no style; it's yoga.
Oh, interesting.
So it's kind of cool because you know it's very American to want to, you know, this style and this style. It's almost become like the church, and then all of the offshoots of the different, religions with, you know, whether it's Baptists and Protestants and Catholics and all these kind of things. So I feel like yoga, everybody wants to have their own stamp on it. So I think what I'm trying to do is kind of bring it back to, you know, an authentic experience of yoga. So I'm not going to put, Tara Stiles' version of yoga.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's yoga. So I guess it's kind of like a, you know, I'm trying to just uphold the tradition of actual yoga rather than to say, you know, maybe it is a good conversation starter. A lot of people say, oh, what style do you practice? And
mm-hmm.
But I think it's also a divider amongst people. You know, I do this, or I do vinyasa, or I only do Iyengar, I only do this. So I think there's something to learn from all of that that's definitely valid, but there's also something to, you know, kind of remember that it's all yoga. You're still doing yoga.
Oh, definitely. Now, Tara, how has yoga enriched your life?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's one of those like corny things where I don't really know what I'd be doing without it. You know?
Yeah, I understand.
But, and I mean, when I started doing that, I didn't know or would have found my way to doing it as a career or a job. I just didn't know that was possible. I thought that was something that you did, you know, just to stay healthy and connected to life in general. But it's the more I was going in my life, I was modeling and doing things, and I was just, you know, bringing my interest of yoga to all these things, and it sort of evolved into, you know, books and DVDs, and people started, thinking that what I was doing was somewhat useful. So that was exciting for me to be able to continue learning, continue practicing and sharing with everybody. So it's just taken over my life.
Well, it's a good thing. If something's going to take over your life, yoga is a good thing to take over.
Yeah, it's a healthy over. Thing to take over.
It sure is. Well, Tara, I really loved your video, and I'm so glad you came on. It's Your Health. Now, if you can give us your website.
Sure. It's TaraStiles.com.
Okay, and that's STILES.
Yep.
And I want to thank you so much. Everyone should check this out, especially if you love New York. It's just fun to watch you, you know, people walking by and you're doing your thing, and you have that lovely dancer's body. It's so graceful.
Thanks.
And if people want to reach me, they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a great day. Do some yoga. Take care. Bye-bye.